Either the Oren was in Tzion at that time. So for its mashma, there are two different Orens. One was in Sukkot, and one was in Tzion. And the Gemara, my Avdon Rabbanan, what are the Rabbanan? They say, no, there was only one Oren at that time. What do they do with this Pasuk? And the Gemara, Tzach, Shukikurai, Shadayin Lo Nivna Beis Tabchira. That if it says the Oren was in Sukkot, doesn't mean it was a Shem Mokim in the place called Sukkot. Just means the Oren, wherever it was, like the only in a Tzach, like in a Sukkot. Because Kozman didn't have the Beis Tabchira, the Beis Hamikdash, so it was always called in a Tzach. But not that there was a Shem with a place. So really, there's only one Oren, and the Oren was in Tzion. Just the reason why it's called the Sukkah is because it was in a Mok, it looked like a Sukkah. Kozman didn't have the Beis Hamikdash. Mor Misha Nignas Oren, before we had the Oren was Nignas, after the Bais Rishon, it was hidden, Yishayo, I hid it. Is Nignas Imoit Sansenes Hamon, it was also hidden at that time, the Sansenes Shomon, that it was an Indian to put it away the Durist. It said, "Chsib Barna Shevonach Hashemok Chsib Sansenes Hamon V'Sein Shom Amalai Ha'Imer." The Aleph Shoma Shoma Gzereshova. And just like the Oren was hidden, who had in this Sansenes Shomon, this jar full of mon that Moshe Rabbeinu put away, that was also hidden. Utsluchas Shemen Hamishcha. Who had in they also hid one sluchas, one jar full of the Shemen Hamishcha, the special Shemen that Moshe Rabbeinu had that he anointed the Big Day Kuna, the Kohen Gadol, the Mosunsei, all the Mishka, the Kelim of the Mishkan also. Akoloi Shel Aaron, Aaron's Makil was also hidden. O Procho v'Shkedev, that the blossom and Shkedev came out on it, all that was hidden. The Argoi Sheshivo Plishtim Oshem Alakei Yisrael, and when the Plishtim sent back the Oren, they wanted a kapora. They felt they did something there. They stole it from the Klai Yisrael. When they sent it back, that Oren was also hidden. So the Mor Mi Gonzo, who hid all these things? Yishayo Gonzo, Yishayo Amelach, he was the one that hid them all. And the Psukim to mash all these things while the Doris for always, therefore they were hidden. So the Marakiva and Shiro, since Yishayo saw, Shekosta says in the Pasuk in the Devarim, that Yerlach Hashem Oischom, V'yes Malkichom, Ashetokim Olechom, El Goya Shelo Yodata, Atav Avisecho. If he saw that what has come out of time, they'll be in Golis. Klai will have to go into Golis. Is, and like Korneh says, V'doyek Shem Yigla, he was afraid maybe they'll go into Golis, and he was afraid they're going to take along the Yoronosim to Golis. Is Omad V'gonzu. Therefore, today it shouldn't go into Golis. The Oren, he hid it. After the Bayis Rishon, he hid the Oren. Here it says, in the posting of Divrei Hayomim, Vayomel Alevim Hamevinim Olochol Yisrael Hakadoshim Hashem Tenu Es Aron Hakodesh Ba Bayis Asher Bo Shloimo Ben David Melech Yisrael. It says, Ein Lochem Maso Ba Kosef. You won't have to carry. You won't be able to carry it. Is Omolehem Yishayo said. If this Oren will be taken into Bobo, be taken into Golis, you won't be able to bring it back. That's what Masha from this posted. Therefore, he didn't want the Oren to go into Golis. Therefore, he hid the Oren before it went into Golis. You won't be able to bring it back to your Mokim. So Korbneda says, Tupshotin. Says, one he says, Shein mitzvahs bakosef, yisoh noheges malaviyim oz. Is at that time in Golis, you won't have the mitzvah Levium to be able to carry it. So they won't be able to carry the Oren back. The Yod, another pshat he says is, Shemi Yischalol, Kedushas Oren, the Yeridosel Bovel. If they would have taken the Oren into Bovel, the Kedusha would go off and you couldn't use it again. So today it shouldn't be in the Yischalol, Yishayo hid the Oren. Elo, what the Pasuk say? Ivdu Ato, Ivdu As Hashem Alokechem, V'eis Amo Yisrael. It's right now, Kozeman, you have the Bayis Rishon, you have the Oren, use it right now. But afterwards, Yishayo hid it, they didn't have the Oren and the Bayisheni. But Pitum Shemen HaMishcha. This goes back to before, also said another thing that Yishayo hid, he also hid the Shem Asluchis Shemen HaMishcha. He hid the Shemen Shamishcha. Now what was the meaning of Shemen HaMishcha? Pasuk says, V'yata K'chu L'cho, Kach L'cho, Yevikido Chomesh Meyos, Shein Elef V'Chomesh Meyos Monim. Altogether it was 1500 Monim. Even though the Pasuk is Mashmit says one was 500, the other one was 500, then it says two were 250. It says, Chidishid, the Kidmoin Besem, the Kidmoin Besem, Kol Echo Lahoyam, El Reish Nun. Each one only had 250 Monim. No, that's how you get only 1500. It says the first pasuk. It says 500.
What's that? Yes.
The pasuk says the after kach l'cha b'sam roish mod ror chamesh mayus. 500 of Madror. The Kidmoin Besa Machatzis, half of it is Chamishim Mesoyim, 250. Kinei Voisem is also Chamishim Mesoyim, 250. Then the Kido Chamish Meyas Peshekel HaKodesh. The Kido is also 500. So you have 500 of Kido, you have 500 of Madror, and then you have two of 250s. Now the Pasuk says Machatzis, so you have. So some of first one half means 250 was only half of what you had to bring. But you had to bring 500 of both of them. Then there would have been 2,000. So the Chish is no. All you have is just 250 of the Kinmon Besim and 250 of the Kinei Voisim. Now that's all you have. And the Machatisa just means you bring it and divide it into half. But altogether it was only 1,500. Hey, Shein Elef V'chomish Me'as Monim. Only 1,500. Shemen Zayis. How did they make a Shemen Amishcha? Was made from Shemen Zayis Hin. How much is a Hin? Shnei Mosalug. All there was just 12 Lugim. That's made up to him. Sheboi, Shokin, Esikrin. Divri Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir held in these 12 lugim of Shemen, they used to soak the ikrim, the roots of the b'samim. Of these different types of b'samim, smelling things, to make the Shemen Amishcha, they used to soak the roots in the Shemen itself. Rabbi Yehud, even though there were a lot of b'samim, he held, you put it, soaked them all, the roots all soaked into the Shemen. That's how he got the Shemen Amishcha. Rabbi Yehud, Rabbi no. Shokin, Hoye, B'mayim. First thing, you used to take all the roots and cook them up in water. Today that metchila, they should be sapped up from water. Because if you put them right away into the shemen, there wouldn't be enough shemen for all of them. They'll use up so much shemen right away, there won't be anything left. So first he did was cook them up in water. Then if they were soaked up in water, then v'noisein shemen agabeim. Then they put the shemen on top of them. And mishoyer kerlat es reich. As soon as the reich from the psalmim went into the shemen, hoyim aviroi. Right away they would take away the shemen in order to make sure you have as much shemen as possible. Like if you're going to soak it into the shemen first, so a lot of the shemen will be soaked up into the roots of the b'samim, and you won't have so much shemen left over. So therefore, first soak them in water, cook them up there, and then when the smell of the b'samim is coming out, now pour the shemen over it, and as soon as the b'samim, the smell goes into the shemen, right away take it away. Yeah. See these gemaras right here. That's the way they used to make the shemen. That's what used to make the shemen hamishka. Yeah. How do the sieve? Here the pasuk says shemen mishchas kodesh. At the end we're going to dash him why he brings down this pasuk. Pasuk says by shemen hamishka shemen mikdash kodesh. Is Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, Bei Rabbi Eloi, shemen hamishka shosu moishu by midbar. The Shemen HaMishcha, the special Shemen is oil that Moshe made in Midbar, that had all the psalmim soaking in it, is Maisa Nisim Nasa Boi Metchilu B'Yatzoi. From the beginning of making it till the end, to say that there were Nisim with the Shemen HaMishcha. Shemetchilu Loi Hoye Boi Ele Shnei Mosalug. Like we just said, we started out with just 12 Lugim of Shemen. Shenema Shemen Zayis Hin. And the Hin is 12 Lugim. That's all the Shemen they had, for the Shemen HaMishcha was only 12 Lugim. Now, Im Losach Boi Yisikrin. You have to soak the ikrin, just the roots of all the psalmim. Lohoye by sofik, it wouldn't have been enough. But the small amount of shemen wouldn't have been enough for all the ikrin, that you have to soak it, you have to soak it in. Alachas kamavakama for sure, sheor voleya, when you cook it up, the fire dissolves some of the oil. For your eitzim voleyim, and the ikrin now, also a voleya, some of the shemen goes into the ikrin. V'hayorabalat, when you cook it into the pot also saps in some of the shemen, goes into the pot. So how much was left? Less than 12 lugim. When he got finished making it, there was less than 12 lugim left over. Now 12 lugim, what do you have to do with this? Omeimeno nimshecho ha-mishkon. They were moshech, they poured the shemen over the whole mishkon. V'chol kelev, and all the kelev of the mishkon. Ha-shulchan, v'chol kelev. Ha-menoira, v'chol keleho. The menoira and the shulchan, all the kelev of it. Omeimeno nimshecho aron kain godol, ubonov. Kol Shiva Shemayam Luim. All 7 days of the Meluim, they put the Shemen on Aaron and Bonav. Umi Menu Nimshechul Kahanim Gedolim. She said that whenever there was a new Kohen Gadol, he had to have Meshicha from the Shemen HaMishcha. Or Malachim. And the Malachim also had to have from the Shemen HaMishcha. Now, Melech Betchila Toy Meshicha. The first time you point the king, he has to have Shemen HaMishcha. You have to put the Shemen on top of the king. Melech Ben Melech, let's say this, when a king is mace, his son takes over. When the son of a king takes over, then ain't toin Meshicha. His son does not have to have Meshicha. It was enough that they made Meshicha on the father. My timer, where's the right, where's the pasuk for this? But it says in Shmuel, Kum Mishochehu, Kizehu. It says what? That he went to be Moshech Dovid HaMelech. It says Moshechayu Kizehu. This is the king. He's the one worthy to be the king. Zetoin Meshicham, V'yein B'nai Toin Meshicham. That's the deal. Only Dovid, the father, needed Meshicham. Mashenk, when they made Shlomo HaMelech king, he did not have to have Meshicham. Ein B'nai Toin Meshicham. Yeah. Avo Kohen Gadol, Ben Kohen Gadol, Afilo Ad Asara Doris Toin Meshicham. Mashenk, and the Kohen Gadol, when he first becomes a Kohen Gadol, he also needs the Shem and the Mishkan. So even though the son takes over from the father, still a Kohen Gadol always needs the Shem and the Mishkan. I feel the ben of a Kohen Gadol, when he takes over, I feel the wada, Sarah Doris is Toy Mishkan. So all these people use the Shem and the Mishkan. For Kula Kain Lost Lovay, and there'll still even be some left over Lost Lovay. Hahud the Tamer, this is what the Pasuk says. Shem and Mishkas Kurdish Yez Zelila Derasechim. Therefore, this Shem and Mishcha will be the Derasechim for the Deras Lost Lovay. So, Kitzel, there's plenty of Mice and Nisan from beginning till the end that there should be so much Shemin to be left over and to use it so much. And even though we start out with only Yud Beis Lugim of Shemin, it's a tremendous mess. They're right that they used it and didn't get used up. Now, we just learned what Ein Moishkin Hamalochim. Ein Moishkin Hamalochim El Agabi Hamayim. When you make a new king, you're supposed to be put the Shemin and Mishka on him, as they did by David the Melech, and it was only done Agabi Mayim, supposed to be near or well. Shinema the Pasuk says, V'yakavtin Eshloime B'ni Yala Pirdo Asheli, the David the Melech said, take my son Shloime Melech, V'radatim Oysa Yal Gichon, bring him down to Gichon, U'moshech Oysa Shom, and make him a Shichar over there. We'll soon see, even though we learned before that a Melech, Ben Melech, does need Mashiach, and here it says that by Shlomo Melech they made a Mashiach, so we'll soon see why. Even though Shlomo was David Melech's son, we'll soon see why Shlomo also needed Mashiach. But Akopon said, O Moshech him where? El Gichon, O Moshech Hoy Seshom, O Moshech Hoy Seshom, Tzodr Kakoin, Venosna Novi Lamelech HaYisrael. So you see what they did by the Gichon, by the Mayin, and it says the reason is, so it's a simin she'tim shech machusoy, the simna milsi. It's a simin, just like a well, to say that gives out water, who what then your kingdom should be Moshe, should go on and on and on. That's why we're first Moshe Chamelech by your mind. As Gichon, the Kodesh says, Mayim Kotin, Samach Yushalayim. Well, lois del Gichon, I got a Yetzim Migan Eden. Now, before we had a Moshechin Melech Ben Melech. Namal, a king, when he dies, his son takes over, the son does not have to have Mashiach. If the father had Mashiach, the son does need it. Ela mifnei ha-machlekes. But in the case where the machlekes, whether the son should take over or not, there are other people that want to take over, then we say even the son needs the Mashiach also. That was by Shlomo Melech, that's why Shlomo also needed the Mashiach. How come by Shlomo they had to make a new Mashiach, i.e. his father David already had Mashiach? Because there was a Machlokes there, the Neyo wanted to take over the kingdom, he thought he was going to be the king, so even though they gave it to Shlomo, but whenever there's a Machlokes, then he needs this Mashiach. He says, the same Machlokes, when this Shalom there's no fighting, then when the son takes over, it's like Yerusha. For Leiboy Mashiach, he doesn't have to have a Mashiach. Avliyika Machlekes, Lab Yerusha, Yerboy Mashiach Betchila. But when there's a Machlekes, a fight, who should take over the kingdom, and then they decide to give it to one, he needs a Mashiach. That's not considered like Yerusha, he has to have a Mashiach. Yoyish, how come by the Melech Yoyish, he also had a Mashiach? But Nei Asliyo, because there was a Machlekes over there, but Asliyo wanted it. So they appointed Yoyish, he had to have Mashiach. You are Yochis, how can you have a Mashiach? If they are Yochim Ochis, Sher God of Imenu Beishonim. Because your Yochim was 2 years older, and he wanted the Melucha, and they gave it to your Yochis, that's what they had to make a Mashiach by your Yochis. Yehu, why did Yehu have to have a Mashiach? If they are Yorim. Because the Machlek is between Yorim, he wanted the Melucha, so they gave it over to Yehu, he had to have a Mashiach. For the Gemara, like Cain Siv, the Pasuk is not like that. That what? The Kormeg learns the Kasher is, V'yein Malcha Yisrael Tunya Mashiach V'yorim Melech Yisrael Hu. We don't have to have a reason. Because he was a Melech Yisrael. And the klal is that Melech Yisrael never has Mashiach. It's only by Malchus Beis Yehuda that there's Mashiach, not by Malcha Yisrael. So So anyway, he didn't have to have a Mashiach here. His like can see, doesn't the Pasuk say, Kum Mashcheyo ki zehu, zeh toy Mashiach. Only he needs Mashiach by David HaMelech. V'yei Malcha Yisroel tunu Mashiach. So Malcha Yisroel does not need Mashiach. So Ela, don't be goris Yehu Mufnei Yorim, Ela Yoyochiz Mufnei Yoyokim, Ochiv, Shoy Godim Emenu Shtei Shonim. That's what it means to say. That Yoyochiz, he had to have Mashiach because of his older brother Yoyokim, who's the Machlikis. Who should take over the Malchus? So whenever we have a Machlikis, then we have to have a Mashiach. Yeah. Like you said, Eli Yochiz means claimer. Sami Mikan Yeyo, take out Yom of Neyorim, Vetoni Yoyochiz of Neyoyokim. Like we learned before. Fred Gemara, for Lo Yashio Gonzo, how could you say what his son? They made a Mashiach, his Shio made a Gneza ready. Like the Kashi of the Parach, for Lo Yashio Gonzo, L'Shem, we learned before that Yishayo HaMelech, he hid the Shem and Amishka, could have mean Liel. V'yochiz v'yokim b'nei Yishayo hoya. Now Yochiz and Yochim, those were the two sons of Yishayo. V'yech karmat Yochiz nimshach Hashem and Hamishcha. How could you say his son, when he became the Melech? They used the Shem and Hamishcha on him. I, his father, Yishayo, hid the Shem and Hamishcha ready. So it wasn't around B'shas his son. So how could they make the Mashiach? And the Gemara, Hodo Omrok, here we see, we can say, V'yafarsimin nimshach. Slav Davka, they used the Shem and Hamishcha to say them. There came a time after Yishayo Melech hid the Shem and Hamishcha, then they stand used to use a nice smelling, something that smelled very nicely. They could use that also. Afasu means something that smells a nice smelling oil. They could use that also. Isaiah Samarish, Yochiz, the Shem and Afasu in Nimshach. Filet the Shem and Hamishcha. They didn't use the Shem and Hamishcha. They used any good spice, any good smelling oil, you could also use to be Mashiach Melech. When you moisture a king, it's supposed to be done from a keren, from a horn, you're supposed to pour the shem on top of him. By shol and yer, they didn't use a keren, they only use a pach, a regular jar. His hoist, the malchusa and malchus of Eris. Their malchus didn't stay too long. Any time it was pushed, when they went, it was pushed somebody else to go over. Mashen came David Ushloimoi. His nimshcho min a keren, when they became a melech, was from a keren. His hoist, the malchusa and malchus kiyemis. Their malchus stood. So the Ikka Malchus is supposed to be done with a Keren. Ein Moishchen Kahanim Malochim. First, you're not supposed to make a Koyen for a Melech. Ein Moishchen Kahanim Malochim. Kahanim can't become Malochim. Yeah. Omer Rebbe Yuda, the name of a place, that's his name. Al Shem, what's the Raya? The Postik says, Lo Yosu Shevet Mi Yuda. They don't take away Malchus from Yehuda. And Kahanim came from Shevet Levi, so Shevet Levi doesn't belong to be Malachim. Malachim has to only be from Shevet Yehuda. Omri Abichia Barabba, plus it says, Laman Yaruch Yomim Amamlachtoi, Hu Ubonav, the care of Yisrael, Mike Sibasa, what does the Pasuk say right after this? Lo Yiyo Kahanim Malavim. It's talking about something else, Lo Yiyo Kahanim Lechelet Yimohim. But Kobaran Pasuk says right after Malachim, Lo Yiyo Kahanim Malavim. Hey, it's occurring to Levi, they should not be Malachim, they can't be kings. That's his Roshim. That you don't make a melech to be, you don't make a kayin to be a king. Like he said the Korbanator. Ein moishchen kahanim malachim, v'yatopi shein ezaret tol shem and amishcha, even though they could have, they had already the shem and amishcha, tolaksiv, tolakfar nimshach, kishinasa kayin godl, when a kayin becomes a kayin godl, they put on him the shem and amishcha, hafidolachi ein moishchen oislam lucha, kemalcha yisrael, the moishchen ela malcha bizdavid. Still there's no mashicha on him. It just means you don't use the Shem and the Mishra. Could make him for a king. It's just mashka. When you want to make a king, a kain into a king, you don't use Mashiach. That's all. That's Pshat in the Gemara. Ein moishkin kahanim malachim. When you make a kain for a melech, you don't use Mashiach. That's all it means to say. Okay, he's learning, they could become malachim. Just that you don't use the Mashiach for them. Right. Weiter. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Hu Yochanan, hu Yoyochus. It was the same person. Yochanan and Yoyochus was the same person. So Korbanader says, this goes on, B'divri hayom k'siv, B'nei Yishayo ha-b'chor Yochanan. Yishayo's oldest son was Yochanan. Hasheni Yoyokim, the second was Yoyokim, Hashvishi Tikiyo, Harvi Sholem. Yeah. So now the Gemara is saying, V'yoychin hu Yoyochis. Yoychin is the same person as Yoyochis. Yochis and Yochis are the same person. Hey, who Yochis? Who Yochis? For I've observed, the pasuk says Habachor Yochanan. It says he was the Bechor. And before it says that Uliel Arminu Shai Yochim Godem Yochis. Before it says Yochim was older than Yochis, because she was 2 years older. So you're telling me now that Yochanan is Yochis. So how does the pasuk say he's the Bechor? He had an older brother. Yochim was the older brother. Now the Gemara, Bechor Lamalchus, Enoch Nami, doesn't mean he was the Bechor, the first one born. It just means he was the first one to be the Melech. Had Yochanan Yoyochus, he was the king before his older brother Yoyochim was the king. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, who Shalom, who Tzidkiyo? Shalom and Tzidkiyo were the same person. I will accept the Pasuk says, Hagimu Tzidkiyo for Avi Shalom, Mashma, two different people. The third son was Tzidkiyo, the fourth son was Shalom. And the Gemara, Gimel Latoidus, he was the third one born, of Adalad Lamalchus. He was the fourth one to be a king, though. Benacham is the same person, though. Shalom and Tithio is both the same person. Like it says, Revi Lamalchus, Shemolach Yoyochis, Vyachrib Yoyochim, Vyachrib Yochanyo, Vinoy, Vyachrib Tithio. Tithio was the fourth one to be the king. That's why it's called him fourth. But really, Tithio and Shalom were the same person. The Gemara Tithio, why was it called Tithio? She Tidikol of Midasadin. Because he was mekabel upon himself the din, like it says, what the Nebuchadnezzar es adin v'yom aloi yatzik olav es adin. And Nebuchadnezzar told him, be careful, if you're going to go kineged me, you're going to get a big oinish, you're going to get a big punishment. So he was mekabel upon himself the punishment. He was tzedek olav midas adin, that's why it's called tzidkiyo. Shalom, why is he called Shalom? She v'yom av shalom o malchus beis David. At his times, it ended the Malchus Beis David. Shalom Malchus Beis David. That was the end of Malchus Beis David. That's why it's called Shalom. Resh Lakish Shama Loi Shalom Hu Shemai. His name wasn't Shalom. Loi Tzidkiyo Hevi Shemai. His name wasn't Tzidkiyo either. Ela Misanyohu. His name was Misanyo. What? Mitanyo. Hodhu Dixir. The pasuk says Vayomes Melech Bovel Es Mitanyo Doidoi Tachto Vayisev Eshmoi Tzidkiyo. So his name was Mitanyo, that was his name. The Ostam, they called him Tzidkiyo and Shalom because of these things. Because he was a Tzidik all of us Adin, and Shalom Malchus based David. But his real name was Mitanyo, that was his name. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, the Amo Shel Shisha Tfochim Hoyu Oren Osi. When they made the Oren for the Mishkan, for the Beis Hamikdash, the Oren was made out of six Tfochim. Hence, the Amo of the Oren was six Tfochim long. Mantan, who learns like this, that the Yama Shashisha Tzvachim, Rebbe Meir goes according to Rebbe Meir Shita, because it's a machlokes. The Tanan we learned, Rebbe Meir Oimer, Kol Ha'amos Hoyu Bebeinonis, all the Amos in the Mishkan, whether for building the Mishkan, the Binyan itself, or for making the Kelim, they're all Beinonis, which means six Tzvachim. Each Amma has six Tzvachim to it. That's Rebbe Meir Shita. Rebbe Yehuda Oimer, Rebbe Yehuda says no, Amos HaBinyan Shisha. The amos that they used for building the actual building of the Beis Hamikdash and the Mishkan was made from six tefachim in amma. Shokalim, when they went to make the kalim, the oren or the shulchan, chamisha. It was only an amma was made from five tefachim. That's all. Rosh says now, daita the Rav Meir. According to Rav Meir, he learns the amos of the oren was made from six tefachim. Do Omar, like he would say, the amma shol tefav tefachim hoy oren osi. The oren was made. Each amma was six tefachim. Now, Orkoy Shal Aaron, Oren. How long was the Oren? Tesvav Tvachim. 15 Tvachim. This is what the Pasuk says, Amosayim V'chetzi Orkoy. 2.5 Amis was the length of the Oren. Amto Ashisha, one Amma is 6 Tvachim. V'yamto Ashisha, the second Amma is also 6 Tvachim. Opalgus Amto Telosa. And half of an Amma is 3. So, 6, and 3 is 15. Now, the arba luchos hoyuboy. They had four luchos they put inside the urn. Shnayim shleimim, two were whole, the second two luchos. Or shnayim shivurim, the first luchos that were broken were also put into the urn. The chiv, the posik says, asher shibarto v'samton b'urn. We dashin asher shibarto, that you what you're supposed to put into the urn. The asher shibarto miyusir, lalamdecho, shaf hashvuris yosin b'urn. V'choluach rochav shloisha. And each luach was three tefachim wide. So it says what? Both luchos were put into the urn. The second luchos and the first luchos. The broken ones were also put in there. Now, haluchos, what were the dimensions? How big were the luchos? Hayakol echad v'echad orkoi v'tvachin. It was 6 tvachim long. Roch boy, so our gears we have is shisha. All the mafarshim learned shloisha. The Karbneidim learned you should be gerish shloisha. Each one was only 3 tvachim wide. Real, the Tosus in Menachos also learns like that, that it was 3 tvachim wide. Now, v'tein orka shaluchos li'orka shaloran. Put the length of the luchos, the length of the urine, is nishtai risham shloisha tvachim. You have well, it depends how you girth it. Really, it should be some learn orkon shaluchos l'rochbon shaloran. It should be, or some sort of case. You take the rochbon of the luchos. Really, some girth it. You take the rochbon of the luchos connected the urich. Now the rochbon was saying, now let's be girth 3. So 3 tefachim, the luchos were each one was 6 tefachim long and 3 tefachim wide. Now put the width along the length of the urin. So you have 4 of them. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 times 3 is 12. So it's 12 tefachim long, and they're left over yet with what? With 3 tefachim left over. Because we said the arum was 15 tefachim long. So the length of the luchos, 4 times 3 is 12. So nishtai risham shloisha tefachim. You have 3 tefachim left over. What do we do with the leftover 3 tefachim? Is according to, this is according to Yechon and Shita, according to Rameya, tein mehem chatzi tevach l'chol kaitel, because that we measured the orin,